Hi everyone, it's May 9th, 2024, and I have words of the Lord from today. I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father, for your guidance, direction, for your words of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to direct our paths, to teach us to come to your feet, Lord, that we would ask for your guidance and your direction, Lord. I pray that this message goes to every ear and heart that needs to hear it. I pray that they pray for discernment and understanding and do not lean on their own understanding. I plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over my brothers, my sisters, the lost, their homes, their families, their jobs, their coming and their going, Father God, their children, Lord, like cover them like only you can, Lord. I give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord. These are your words and not mine. And I pray that everybody takes these words right back to you for discernment, that they understand. These are your words and not mine, Father God, in your mighty precious name. Amen. Okay. Speak my child, the words of the Lord to all who are seeking. I will be found. Do not fret, little children. I am here in the midst. I am a prayer away, and nothing is too hard for me if it is according to my will. I am the vine and you are my branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If it is not my will, there will never be peace in that situation, only driven by chaos and unsettledness. Bring all things to me, flourish and basking in me and my ways. Pray my will in your lives, in the lives of your loved ones. Tell them I am the way, the truth, and life. Apart from me, you can do nothing, but with me, all things are possible. The possibilities are endless. Walk in that knowing. I give manna from heaven to those who seek me. Follow me and abide in me and my finished work. Know that it is a daily walk and that path is narrow. My own know that path. They know that as a father, I correct and chasten. Out of my love, I correct my own. And I'm inserting this right here. If you can hear from him, the Lord corrects us all the time. I've been corrected. And I want to be corrected. We should want to be corrected and not lean on our own understanding. Constantly pray for guidance, pray for direction. The Lord's way, no matter what we might want, his ways are so much higher, and he knows our tomorrows, our yesterdays, and our future, and we should want that. Okay, so he puts, I correct and chasten out of my love, I correct my own. My own know my voice and they follow me. Commune with me and abide in me. I can only abide in them. Apart from me, you are lost in the wilderness with no foundation. Mine I hold in the palm of my hand. Their heart belongs to me. Mine know my name and I know their name. Their names are written in my book. Are you mine? Jesus is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the beginning and the end of all days. He came in the flesh to set the captives free. Be set free. Be mine. Pull yourself from this corrupt world. It is not for you. I am. Your Abba, your Adonai, the creator of heaven and earth. My love is grand. And that was the message. And then I went to sleep and then I woke up into a vision. Again, I saw a blue sky and I saw a lot of missiles coming down from the sky. And I also saw them falling. To me, it looked like New York. It felt like New York, but I could see New York from the island in, from Staten Island in. So I could see like all the buildings and stuff, the high rise buildings. And I could see bombs falling and I could see fire. And I heard, tell them the cities will burn, people will go to and fro. And that was this morning. And then this afternoon, while I was spending time with the Lord, I heard, the winds are blowing, child, winds from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Many will go to and fro seeking help. Only I can help them. Tell them, come follow me. Come to my feet. I am your only way. Your Abba, your Adonai, who do you say I am? And that's funny that door opened because the wind blew it open. Anyways, that's the message for today. That's, pray for discernment, pray for understanding, take everything to the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding, but let the Lord guide you. Pray, Father, guide, give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Guide me. Let me have ears to hear and eyes to see your truth, not what this world is feeding as truth, but the Lord, he is pouring out his spirit where he wants us to walk in his truth. There's so many voices, and he is giving truth, and he will give you confirmation if you come to him. Is this message correct? Am I hearing correctly? Is she hearing correctly? Take everything to the Lord. Pray about everything. Fast, pray, worship, read your Bible. Read. If you do, if you do it, nothing else, we should be doing everything else. But it's so important to get in the Word and just read. Lord, guide and direct my thoughts. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Give me revelation when you're about to read your Bible. So God bless you guys. Have a good night. I love you guys.